Welcome back, everybody, to our Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is our Perry Schools Superintendent Clark Wicks joining us now. So thank you very much, sir, for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me. Great to be here.
The school board meeting that happened on Monday night, Mr. Wicks. And so just kind of first of all, talk to us a little bit about what some of the reports that were given by the school district staff and administrators.
You bet. Well, our cabinet talked as well as our administrators. And the thing that I told the board was after it was all done, just how impressive it was to see such a wide range of people talking about all the things that they do. Just a quick example. We went everything from academic and how the PLCs are working, our professional learning communities, all of the different walkthroughs in the classroom and the great things that are going on within the academic confines. And then we had everything from our transportation director talking about the challenges of transportation, but yet getting the job done. Our director of nutrition and director of building and grounds talk about the kitchen remodeling going to be happening at Perry Elementary. And then we had just, you know, a good backdrop as far as all the infrastructure technology-wise that goes on. We had over 200 new students that have come into the district and just the immense amount of work that that takes. So it's a great challenge. It's a great opportunity. And then we also have maybe over 120 that exited. So there's quite an influx right there. But technology-wise, what that takes. We're also starting up a new tracking system for our bus transportation system so that we can track kids on the bus. So we know which bus they're on, what stop they get off, when they get on. So it's tremendous as far as tracking where the kids are. And then we don't have that horrible call as far as where is my kid, which is the worst as the principal. When I was elementary principal here, it's no fun as a superintendent. So it all started with the transportation as well as the coordination with technology. So we had, I think, kind of an uplifting report session from a number of people, but it shows all the things that we do at Perry Schools and how caring our group is towards getting the job done.
Now, you talked and hinted about the bus tracking system. Is that the system where kids will actually be issued cards that they can use to check in and off the bus?
That is correct. So our technology department developed those cards.
Yep.
Everybody has that. So when you get on the bus, you need to get that card swiped. It's also used and can be used then for our nutrition system. And they're thrilled with that too, because it's much more efficient. It tracks the nutrition much better too. So it's much more accurate.
The only reason why I brought that up is because my daughter, who goes to Page Elementary in Boone School District, mm-hmm. rides the bus, has that same kind of like card system. And I thought,
they do.
As a parent, that is a weight off my shoulders.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. And in fact, Boone was mentioned when we were looking at that system. So that was helpful. And we had to check to see, okay, is this possible? Is it doable? And that kind of thing. So that also helped along the way in making that decision.
Now, obviously, the board went ahead and approved this next item, and that's the teacher leadership and compensation contracts. It's been an ongoing thing for the past few years. From your aspect, how much of a benefit or how much of a positive has the TLC positions been within the Perry School District?
Well, they offer a number of different things educationally, from working and leading some of the PLC groups, the professional learning community groups, and being that point person, being the one that can help nudge the agenda along and get into all the nuts and bolts of PLCs, right, as well as being mentors for new teachers and helping out with the new teachers, whatever they may need, and to make sure that they get their feet underneath them. So overall, there's a lot of pluses with it, a lot of people helping each other, which is what it's all about, people helping people.
To backtrack a little bit, this was a discussionary item, so not any action taken by the school or school board necessarily, about your early retirement. Mm-hmm. Sort of goes hand in hand with those mentor teachers, the ones that have mm-hmm. been around the district for a long time, have lots of experience trying to show the newbies kind of the ropes and everything. Just talk to us about what the school board talked about in that particular topic.
Well, they talked about the pros and cons of early retirement and really what the purpose is. First thing in early retirement that we have to look at is it's not built around a benefit for individuals. It's to be for the benefit of the system itself. So as we look at early retirement, we have to look at how is early retirement helping the system. Right now, with our challenges with employment, as well as probably every school and probably every business, making sure that you have good quality people employed by your system is key. And we want to make sure that early retirement connects to the goal of having the very best people working for the school. So we do not want to encourage people to leave by any means, but yet we want to be fair. We know that retirement comes at a certain point, but it was just a discussion about the points that I just brought up. It will be brought up next month as far as an action item. We think it's also important and very fair to let people know, okay, so what are we doing about early retirement? Will it be in 1 year, 2 years, this year? That's to be decided.
Because that's something the board isn't required to do every single year. They can forego a year if they want to.
You can forego a year, two, or three.
Yep.
But it is definitely a choice of the board. And again, tying that to what is best for the system and not what is going to be best for every individual person that we think could retire. So it's a big shift in the thought process. Some people have it just, hey, why aren't I getting this particular benefit? That isn't the angle that the board can look at. It has to look at it from a systems approach.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Dallas County program here with our Perry Schools Superintendent Clark Wicks for part one of our two-part series. The Dallas County Let's Talk program is brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.